once again, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship. And we've received over the years a lot of questions about Scientology. What does Scientologists teach? What's it all about? You know, you get Tom Cruise and John Travolta, some pretty famous people that are in Scientology. So what are they all about? Well, Scientology was founded by L. Ron Hubbard. He was actually a science fiction author and an explorer, and he eventually started believing his sci-fi stuff. He wrote a book in 1950 called Dianetics, which means Through the Soul, and it was subtitled The Modern Science of Mental Health. And it was intended to be psychological therapy, a psychological self-help book. Now, he was actually onto something that the psychological community was so Freudian that they rejected the existence of a non-material soul. So they acted like all your problems, you just need medication to take care of it, and all your mental problems are actually physical problems. So he actually stumbled onto the truth that sometimes our problems are spiritual. At the same time, that's about the only thing that he got right. And so the psychological community rejected his book, and so that it couldn't even get published. And so then he told the publisher, well, just publish it as a religion textbook, and Freedom Religion I'm covered. So they made it a religious work, and that caused the start of Scientology. He even told his friend in the 1940s, if you want to make $1 million, start a religion and get the nonprofit status. Well, it's not the best motivation for starting a religion. So, but whatever the case, he taught that our problems, our mental blocks, can be solved if we just embrace the idea that we're actually gods who came from other planets and then seeded life on the planet Earth. And through evolution and reincarnation, now we're reaching the point where we're starting to remember that we're gods. We're thetans, gods from other planets. And that will solve all our engrams, our mental blocks, our mental problems, mental issues that we have. So these thetans gave up their power to come to Earth. Gradually they evolved upward by reincarnation into humans who forgot that they were deities. And so Scientologists are told to awaken their inner thetan deity by removing mental scars and stumbling blocks that resulted from hurts of past lives, these engrams, these mental blocks. Now, the method of recruitment that Scientologists use, they'll give you a free personality analysis. Then they get you in to sign up for their counseling to become a clear, which will probably cost you about $3,000 or $4,000. The next stage of counseling costs probably $3,000 or $4,000, and then eventually about $120,000. Used to be $80,000, but inflation drove it up there. The advanced stages of counseling to become an operating thetan is about $120,000 at this point. So they're really ripping people off left and right. Now the FBI raided the church headquarters and found a hit list of their enemies, people that they wanted to bring down. They've got their own kind of commando unit, hit squad. And then the United States government charged the Church of Scientology officials with break-ins of several government offices in attempts to acquire embarrassing documents about enemies of Scientology. So these are bad dudes, and they got some crazy, crazy stuff. That's why they were outlawed from Germany at one time. Now, eventually, nobody knew where L. Ron Hubbard was, and they found out he died in 1986, but he was like Howard Hughes. He had become a recluse, and he wouldn't cut his hair or trim his nails, and he was afraid of germs and became a germaphobe and stuff like that. So here's the guy who's supposed to be an operating thetan. He's totally clear of all his mental problems, and he dies, really insane, if not demon-possessed. So obviously this is not Christian. Jesus is even demoted. He's not even an operating thetan. He's just clear. L. Ron Hubbard's above him. I don't think so. Jesus is God the Son, become a man. God is three persons. Salvation is only through the Lord Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead to conquer death for us. Reincarnation is not true. There aren't other gods. We're not gods from other planets. Evolution isn't true. Reincarnation isn't true. Scientology is false throughout. And so that's why it's classified as a non-Christian cult. So pray for John Travolta. Pray for Tom Cruise to get out of this garbage. There's always rumors that these guys are getting out. I don't know if that's the case. But Scientology is bad news. Dr. Phil Fernandez, Institute of Biblical Defense, thank you, and God bless.